USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump clearly eager to start campaigning for the 2020 election, talking about the currently still vast Democratic field at a campaign rally in Florida last evening.
He got some real beauties. Crazy Bernie. He got a choice between Sleepy Joe and Crazy Bernie. And I'll take any of them. Let's just pick somebody, please, and let's start this thing.
The president also saying a top Chinese official is in Washington today for trade talks, but he's again threatening to hit China with more tariffs if it doesn't agree to a new trade deal by tomorrow. Pope Francis today has handed down a new Vatican law that includes requiring every diocese in the world to establish stable and easily accessible systems for people to report clergy abuse and cover-ups. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business, Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Students at the school where a school shooting occurred on Tuesday, leaving one student dead and eight others wounded, say that student who was killed, Kendrick Castillo, was a hero. They say that he jumped in front of a hail of gunfire to try to give other students a chance to get away. Castillo's father, John, telling NBC News,
Kendrick was a selfless individual, and he cared about people, you know, and that's how he lived his life.
Meanwhile, some students who went to a vigil for the victims of the school shooting last night say they walked out in protest because it became too political. That vigil featured remarks by Democratic Senator Michael Bennet and Democratic Congressman Jason Crow, and several students complained that they were being encouraged to talk about gun control rather than the victim. North Korea is at it again with weapons testing. South Korea says the North fired two short-range missiles today. Initially, the South said just one projectile had been fired. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now. At Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump responds to a report about his past tax returns. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The New York Times report showing that his business has lost more than $1 billion between 1985 and 1994, but the president calls it highly inaccurate. Trump tweeting on Wednesday morning, real estate developers during that period were entitled to massive write-offs and depreciation that would show losses and tax losses in almost all cases. He said the Times story was also based on very old information, and he called it a highly inaccurate fake news hit job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One state is raising the minimum smoking age to 21. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The state of Arkansas is raising the age to legally buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. Charles Priolu is a store owner in North Little Rock. He tells Fox News the law doesn't make much sense.
Prohibition didn't work. You know, hey, pass all the laws you want, people are going to find a way around it.
He also contends,
if you're 18, you can go to war and die, and you can vote.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Last month, Walgreens said it would increase the minimum age for tobacco sales from 18 to 21, and even Congress is considering making it a national law. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.